At National Ag Day activities in Washington, D.C., I'm visiting with Sarah Wyant with AgriPulse. And Sarah, great to see you here. You've got kind of like turned into an annual event here that precedes the activities during National Ag Day itself. We got a thing called Farm to Fork Politics. What does that mean?
It means that you're in luck for a great discussion about the year ahead in agriculture and food as it relates to policy. We've got three excellent presenters, J.B. Penn with Deere & Company, Hudson Reilly with the National Restaurant Association, and former chief economist Keith Collins, who has had a wealth of experience at USDA, now retired and a consultant for the national crop insurance industry. All three of them are going to provide an update of what they expect for agriculture in 2013, and then we're going to have a wide-ranging discussion with our audience.
I am betting we'll have some great questions during that. How about yourself? What's your perspective right now about where we're at and what might lie ahead?
Well, I'm very optimistic about agriculture and food in general. There's a heightened interest in that, especially here on Capitol Hill. But it's a time of fiscal austerity, and people are looking at cutting budgets, and how are we going to make the smart investments that are going to enable those of us in agriculture to produce sustainably enough food to feed 9 billion or so by 2050. And those are some very important discussions that have to take place in order that we prioritize and make sure that we're making the right federal investments in the right kinds of programs.
We're here in one of the Senate office buildings. What kind of a crowd and who do you think is going to show up tonight?
Well, Chuck, we've had over 330 pre-register, and I know with the weather as it is outside getting kind of nasty, that'll make it difficult for some folks. But I think we'll have a couple hundred here. Senator Stabenow, who chairs the Senate Ag Committees, is signaling she's showing up, as well as her ranking minority member, Thad Cochran from Mississippi. The chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas, will be here, as well as several different members of the House Ag Committee. A lot of staff members, a lot of agribusiness folks, and anybody who wants to celebrate Ag Day.
Well, they're invited. They may not be close, but they'll hopefully be able to see and hear this at agripulse.com or even agwire.com. Thank you very much, Sarah. Looking forward to the event taking place here at National Ag Day Activities. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.